24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked. Keep it locked. Keep it locked. Keep it
locked. Keep it locked. Do you have an online business or want an online business but lack the team or the expertise to get on Google Page One? Did you know that 33% of all Google search traffic clicks the first result only? Do you want to get more traffic to your website, social media profile, or just want your video to get more hits or go viral? Well, you need to contact the SEO Queen Digital Marketing Agency, where you are more than just a number. You can't lose with the SEO Queen. More visibility, more credibility, more profitability. Visit theseoqueen.net for more information. That's theseoqueen.net. theseoqueen.net. That's theseoqueen.net. That's theseoqueen.net.
Hello, this is Lady Z, a violinist. I'm coming to you because I wanted to encourage you to get your copy of Elevate. It's available on Apple Music and iTunes, Amazon, and Google Play. So if you're listening to this on your computer or your cell phone, whether you have an Android or an iPhone, you can get your copy of this song, this show's theme song, by just going to Apple Music, Amazon, or Google Play and get it today. I appreciate your support. Thank you.
Welcome to the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z, a podcast about the secret to success in technology, music, and business. On Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, and iTunes, Bashani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. You can listen to the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z on any mobile phone or tablet device. The Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z, where we explore tech and enjoy the music while we learn the secrets to success in music, business, and technology. Please follow us online at www.ladyz.com and on all social networks at Lady Z. Please pull out your phones and follow me on Instagram at LadyZhe.
Okay, we have our last pitch coming up. It's from a company called Evemi, whose mission is to empower and nurture every human spirit one hairstyle at a time. Come on out.
Evemi, saving lives one head at a time. Ask a woman about her hair, and she'll tell you her life story. Hair is the most intimate and fundamental aspect of who we are and our self-expression. It's tightly tied to our identity, our self-confidence, health, and well-being. However, a bad hair day rocks that confidence, and it truly does sour the mood. Ask any woman. My name is Maria, and I am CEO of Evemi, personalized recommendation and engagement platform for beauty services driven by data. Myself and my brilliant team, as well as my advisors, have been assembled from consumer products, healthcare, and technology to tackle one of the hardest problems that is out there today. What does it truly mean to look and feel good? Is anyone else in digital overload? Hair is a social jungle. From overnight influencers to pretty pictures with millions of likes and bullshit recommendations from people that we have no idea, as well as recommendations from our friends. And sad, none of this has anything to do with who we are and our hair type and what we truly need, which is why 70% of all hairstylist and client relationships fail. Yet, data hidden in things like personality attributes, our hair types, what's going on with the type of diet that we have can be utilized to solve the issue for 68% of women who are currently unhappy with their hair. Which is why Evamy believes each and every individual's unique hair data is vital to a successful engagement. We collect that information, we utilize proprietary algorithms, and we use that to match you with providers and products, and then provide tools for you to continuously engage throughout the life cycle of your beauty regimen, growing, learning, throughout any kind of life stage change. And data is at every intersection of the transaction on the Evamy platform. We build beautiful profiles for consumers with that data. We share those profiles with their proprietary hairstylist. The hairstylist will then utilize that to engage with them, the proper services, for the proper amount of time, which allows them to continuously grow and flourish. And for hairstylists, the magic also exists, in which they are screened and vetted, they're accepted into the network, and then with a flick of a switch, they're able to identify preferences that allow them to pick what types of clients that they wish to have in their chair that service their specialties, as well as ways that they want to grow their business. First time ever. Yet, there is no meaningful technology platform that has truly touched this industry, and it's huge, $82 billion in hair services alone, yes, and $32 billion of that represents unhappy women, which is our target market. We have diversified revenue models in which we're charging 5% service fee from the customers. We charge $75 subscription fee from the hairstylist, and that is much less expensive than what they're currently using for their marketing spend. And our future monetization model allows us to take the data that we're collecting and utilize it for good in a safe, anonymized environment in which we can share that with product companies as well as healthcare companies and the like. We have a customer acquisition strategy which is built off of our backgrounds. So we've established relationships with product manufacturers, with cosmetology schools that allow us to onboard our hairstylists, and we are establishing relationships with relocation companies and corporates to identify wellness programs so we can immediately have access to a mass of customers. We leapfrog our competition, in which we focus on the core attributes that truly matter for what makes a successful relationship between you and your beauty provider. Unlike our competition, such as Yelp or StyleSeat, who focus solely on booking and rating. We're raising $1.5 million seed round to scale the already success that we've achieved with raising retention rates from 30 to 92%, and a network effect of where hairstylists are recommending three of their colleagues when they're accepted into the network. Thank you, and I look forward to working with you to help save lives one head at a time.
Can you talk a little bit about where your name comes from?
Yes. Wow. Thank you.
And one more, a real small one there is, you mentioned Yelp as a competitor. How do you see that?
Sure. So first, our name came from ever-changing, ever-transforming, Evamy, and the two co-founders, Evan and myself, Maria. So we did a little funny stuff on the name. We wanted to be able to also transcend, not just focusing on beauty services. If we needed to take this into other industries, it would allow us to do that with the brand. As it relates to Yelp, why we say Yelp, it's the number one channel that hairstylists currently use to acquire their customer base. So they spend anywhere between $450 to $650 on a monthly basis. What they have found is if they wish to continue, they might be getting 1 to 3 walk-ins on a weekly basis, and that's how they have to sustain their business. And if you remember what I said, so for every 10 people that come through that door, they'll only retain 3. So that's not very good numbers when we look at the spend aspect of Yelp. But Yelp also, from what we know, because one of our board members also worked at Yelp, they suppress your recommendations if you choose to discontinue your relationship with them. So that doesn't help them if that's their only sole purpose of acquiring new customers.
So it looks like you have two cohorts of customers. One is the actual end customer, and then you have the beauty professionals, right? After speaking to a couple L'Oreal pros, one thing they really care about, like when you're at a certain level, like the customers will come. What a lot of people care about is how you could filter out some customers who you might not want to work with, right? So Evmy might do an amazing job of pairing people together. Is there a way to, you know, take into consideration that they've burned through five professionals on the platform, so they almost like an Uber internal rating?
Yeah, so what we've done is we've recognized a way if they're actually abusing the system, right? Because there are consumers out there that will try to get free services. In fact, even influencers will work with those types of L'Oreal pros and they'll say, do my hair for free and I'll do a shout out. Yeah, so what we're doing is, no, we're not driven off of the five-star recommendations. We're trying to change the behavior around that. All we're doing is saying, did you like the service on both sides? So did you like your client? Did you like the service? And if not, what happened? And we're asking them a myriad of questions that are very structured. So again, collecting structured data, unstructured data.
Do you have any other value adds in the pipeline for your professionals? Like scheduling and stuff like that?
To be honest with you, we have several L'Oreal pros. We have Wella top educators that are on our network. They came to us, and just to the point of what you said, they get to a certain level. They have spent a lot of time and money on building their profession. But yet, consumers who actually walk through the door, who are walk-ins and whatnot, want inexpensive services, so do not appreciate the value of what's being presented to them. So they try to cheapen what service can be provided. We've allowed them to trigger the right clients who actually have to identify what their beauty budget is and how much they spend. So then the right person gets into the right seat, which is why we've actually shown where we can grow retention with them.
So, question about the matching algorithm that you have, the matching algorithm.
Say that again?
The algorithm that matches
a
customer to the hairstylist. Where did you get the training data for that?
So we've pulled in, for instance, we started with 22,000 records that we acquired from a couple of our product manufacturer reps, which included revenue spend. So for one second, what you need to understand is there's no way to identify true quality. What they use is how much you charge for a hair appointment, for a cut or a color. What we've learned is just because you charge $350 in Beverly Hills does not mean, one, that you are actually licensed, and two, that you've maintained your education. So we've pulled in those 22,000 records, and we actually filtered through them to identify what we would go out with our beta. But those records had, they're all people in California, so from California down, from San Francisco down to LA. So we started to train the algorithm and identify what we needed to pull in from self-reported information as well as other data that we're collecting from those product manufacturers as well as online and what we're pulling in from social channels and whatnot.
Do you believe there's a market for this product for a male audience?
And yes, very, very much so.
Right, which would increase your total addressable market by 100% immediately.
You know, it's interesting. I've gotten this question before, and I've been told, well, you know, I just go to Supercuts. And I said, but if I took a razor to your head, and it's happened by a barber that you walk into that you don't know, right, and you're sitting in their chair, if they cut your hair and your sideburn happens to be uneven, how do you feel?
I want a refund.
So what we're trying to help you understand is there's actual value in working with somebody who understands you. And more importantly, there's actually a health aspect. Every single person in our network has identified a chronic condition on their client before a doctor. So working with the same person where you're establishing a relationship not only benefits you from the services that you're getting, but also long-term any other impacts that might arise.
On the user side, what is the hair data?
So on the, what data that are we collecting?
Yeah, I mean, I think there was reference on the user side to hair data and epigenetic, like how am I, if I'm coming on the platform, what am I inputting to help the algorithm or the matching component on the other end know what it is I'm looking for?
Yeah. So we are pulling in everything from your hair type, so your self-identifying hair type, obviously demographic data. We are, epigenetics consists of lifestyle, nutrition, diet, and we're pulling in product preferences, so we do understand what products you're actually utilizing. When was the last time that you had any services, color or cut, how much money you spend on a monthly basis. So we understand those thresholds as well. And am I forgetting anything?
So we also consider a myriad of hair challenges that are associated with specific hair types.
Thank you.
So through that combination, we actually create unique combinations of matching.
And allergies, that's a big one, by the way. Yeah, real big one. Yeah. So, I mean, especially in the entree of clean green products, and what we're realizing is many people actually do have sensitivities and allergies. So we've pulled in that data as well.
So it looks like Evmi is selling that that visual dream to their customers, right? They look better, feel better, like $1 million. I strongly suspect that you have no issues getting the professionals to onboard, but when it comes to, you know, Jane, everybody out there, right? This is for something so visual. What platforms are you using, like, you know, Instagram, Facebook, whatever, to kind of get people to jump on board the platform?
Yeah, so we do utilize social channels to the greatest extent that we possibly can without buying users. We've actually seen, by the way, without spending any money over the course of since we started, where Instagram has grown, we get engagement from anywhere from 20 to 50%. And from that, we have had requests as far as Dubai, from Europe, from South America, to utilize our platform from both the consumer and the hairstylist side. And, you know, even in the visual aspects, we have to understand that, yes, we're very human and we're driven by visual aspects, but there are a lot of hairstylists out there that do Photoshop their pictures. So that's not accurate, which is why I said, you know, even beautiful pictures that have millions of likes actually means nothing to me. So it does matter, and it will draw them in, but it's, I think, the other aspects of what helps them to continuously engage.
There's also Maria, you've experienced this. There's also a high level of fatigue when you're going through Instagram trying to find your hair type and the exact picture that matches that.
Yeah, I was going to say, Ombre is a lie. It's so 2017.
Yeah. So from visualization of data as well, that's going to be one of the future things that we're implementing. So we can identify whether what your gender is, right, hair type and things like that that we're working through.
Is there any more time for questions, or?
I'm sorry?
I'm asking the
I think we have another minute. Yeah.
So what is, how did your decision making go through using user reported data instead of say hairstyle reported data? Because if you ask me, I have no idea what my hair, what the hairstyle should be or what the hair makeup is. So my self-reported data would be completely inaccurate.
Well, so a couple of things that we do know. So we bring in characteristics that are known, right? So Asian men and Asian women have very different hair. Even the way that it grows is different. So the styles that would be recommended to you would be based off of those types of aspects. And you would see people like me. So it would be more inclined to deliver you a rendering of different aspirations that are more like you, in line with you. Your hair challenges, as Evan had mentioned, some of those other things, because if we have thinning of hair, if we have curly hair, do you know that there's 4 different types of curl? There's 3 different types of wave. And so we have to go through those different aspects to get to that granularity so we can best recommend what type of style is for you, but that's actually going to be between you and your hairstylist. As far as what we're going to help you with and visualizing it, that will be provided, but at the end of the day, it's when you sit in that chair, they, because they are the expert, should be deciding on and helping you to decide what you should be getting. You know, one thing I didn't mention, and I'm going to take, and I'm sorry,
I
the liberty
like
of
anyone,
doing it.
Pardon me, I'd just like anyone in the audience to come down to the microphones if you have any questions while we finish up here. Go ahead.
Quick question, I'll just find out if you're thinking about maybe gathering hair samples at some point or partnering with one of the genetic provider companies.
Hence like epigenetics, 23andMe. Yes, yeah, DNA at the chair, yeah. I mean, why not? UCLA did a study on hypertension in barbershops to show a conversion rate of if we were trying to position tests to their audience base, could we convert them? Mm-hmm. What you need to understand is hairstylists and barbers have an 85% conversion rate for anything they tell you. Mm-hmm. So yes, very much so.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
We'll be calling everyone back out. So could you open? Thanks for attending this year's Startup Showcase. We'd like to call out all the brave entrepreneurs who were here to pitch and come out on stage and take a bow, if you're still back there. Well, let me just go over that we heard a lot today. We heard the Internet of Things. We heard online transactions being centralized. We heard about real estate being disrupted. We heard about the music recording studios and being disrupted. We heard about image generation and AI training, a Bluetooth social network, and the beauty industry. So anyway, we have at least one person out here. Thank you. And I'd like to thank our judges.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.